ओम शांति। ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। थैंक यू।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
ईश्वर वाले बोल, सब बोलो ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। गुड मॉर्निंग करें, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग करें, डायमंड मॉर्निंग करें।
शुड वी से गुड मॉर्निंग और गोल्डन मॉर्निंग और डायमंड मॉर्निंग?
बाबा ने गुड मॉर्निंग हर रोज की ऐसी कर दी है।
बाबा हैज मेड एवरी
कोई दिन अच्छी ना हो तो अफसोस लगता है।
दैट इफ इवन वन गुड मॉर्निंग वाज नॉट
कोई गुड मॉर्निंग अच्छी ना हो
देन इट जस्ट वुडंट सीम राइट।
तो डे अच्छा नहीं होगा।
इट वुड फील लाइक द रेस्ट ऑफ द डे इज आल्सो नॉट गुड।
इसलिए
सो
गोल्डन एज में जाने के लिए डायमंड मॉर्निंग करना है।
Go to the golden age, we have to make every day a diamond morning.
Gold banai to bari baat nahi hai.
If we simply become gold at this time, it's
abhi
not
diamond
a big thing.
Hongi na.
But now it has to be a diamond
age
morning.
Jayenge.
That way we can go to the golden age.
Mere ko main bhagyashali hoon.
I feel very fortunate, not just fortunate, but multi-million times fortunate at every step. Why do you think that is? Because wherever daddy sets foot, there is income. Wherever I set foot, wherever all of us set foot, there is just income, nothing but income. Yesterday, Daddy was given a topic which he's never received before. And Jyantipan received the topic, Jewels of Knowledge, and Daddy got the topic of giving a massage. And so, it's like a test. Because suddenly to be given a topic and then they're waiting to see what's that going to say.
Jewel song the meditation honga na.
Sorry, Jyantipan was given the topic meditation jewels. So it's only when we have jewels that we can have meditation. Otherwise meditation would be very ordinary and time would just pass by.
Baba ne andar kya sikhaya hai, revise kiya, ye kiya, sab kiya.
Such stability, such concentration, remembering what Baba has said and revising that. And then Daddy would say, acha, very good, acha. And so people ask Daddy, what does she mean by this word acha that she says so often? And it's revealed on the face. And if something was not good, not acha, then how would the face be? So when we see something that's very good, the face looks as if it's reflecting that very good thing. People see that others have very good things and they say they don't have such good things and start thinking, well, if that became mine, then wow, wouldn't that be great?
So
knowledge are jewels.
And
I don't think anybody really, truly realizes
Jawari
the value of these jewels. What does a jeweler do? Looks at every jewel and sees the beauty of each jewel. And then thinks that when I get a good customer, I will show them this very good thing. And so the feeling that we want to show Baba and want to give others the experience of the goodness that's within
themselves. So
when we inculcate these jewels of knowledge, then we polish them and that becomes our possession. So how can it be our possession? How can these jewels be mine? When I don't When I let go of all the ordinary things which are like straw, like hay, and keep the jewels of knowledge, then they can truly belong to me. But if I want to keep the straws, the little bit of straw of the ordinary things of the world, and we still desire to keep the jewels, no, forget it.
पाँव में भी लगता है ना आपको लगता है या नहीं लगता आप जूते पहनते हो मैं चप्पल पहनती हूँ ना छोटा सा पत्थर कभी पाँव में लग जाता है पाँव रुक जाता है निकालो भाई एकदम अंदर ना चला जाए
then you feel hurt by it and you want to remove it straight away. You don't want it to penetrate, cut the skin or penetrate. And so previously we were like rough stones. We moved along in a rough way. We spoke in a rough way. And we thought in a hurried way. And we used to speak very hastily. And so Baba taught us now, have patience, speak with patience. Those who are very royal,
their face
shows this royalty.
हेरा फेरी नहीं होंगे.
They won't be
jeweler
out
to हेरा फेरी नहीं कर सकता. अन्नारी कर सकता है.
Swindle anyone.
Grocery का दुकान वाला.
But a person who works in a grocery shop, they can do something like that. But if Baba were to do that, Baba's honor would be lost.
कोई और फालतू धंधा नहीं कर सकता है.
No one else from us can either. No one else can बाप, do this type of showing one thing, being something else, doing something else,
this type of
deceiving people. So, Dadi shared many stories about Baba with us.
One thing, Baba's,
another story, that Baba's father used to sell grain and 12 rupees for a sack of grain, or maybe 15 rupees.
फिर 17 रुपए पगार पर कुछ थोड़े पगार पर जवारी पास.
And then,
नाम क्या पर्सन वाले पता नहीं कौन याद नहीं है
वहाँ बाबा को jeweler
जॉब मिला नौकरी मिली.
Don't remember the name of the jeweler.
उसमें ईमानदारी इतनी 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 ईमानदारी.
थोड़े
समय में सेठ ने कहा तुम मेरा भागीदार बन जाओ.
Honest, so very honest that the boss said to him,
बच्चे में विश्वास नहीं था जब बाबा में विश्वास हो गया.
He didn't have as much faith in his own son as he did in Baba. And so,
ईमानदारी में ऐसा उसके दिल को जीत लिया.
So honest that he won the boss's heart.
जो बच्चे में समझे बच्चा पता नहीं बच्चा
so,
दुकान पर बैठेगा पता नहीं क्या
thought,
करेगा ये दुकान पर बैठना मेरा पार है.
Look after my business, look after this shop or not. But if this one looks after the business,
तो
then
थोड़े समय के बाद का भागीदारी भी क्यों रखा. वो अपना दुकान खोल सकता है.
And then after a while, the boss said to Baba,
Baba
that you are
दुकान
so
दुकान
good that you can open up your own business. And so
new
that's then how Baba opened his shop in Calcutta.
क्या
in New Market, where Daddy had been. And what a lovely shop. And Baba had such good power of discernment and such honesty that even the great kings had a lot of faith in Baba. Baba's customers were like the royals of Nepal. And
फिर भी नशा था तुम देगा कागज के नोट मैं देता हूँ हीरे.
And Baba had such intoxication that the customers were simply giving him paper money and he is giving them real diamonds.
So Baba had such honesty.
Baba never gave sorrow to anybody.
किसी को
Baba never thought of his assistants as servants. And he had a few young boys working for
Baba
him.
ऐसे नहीं थप्पड़ नहीं लगाया पुलिस को रिपोर्ट नहीं की.
That one of them found out that one of them had been stealing.
तुमको जरूरत थी तो मेरे मांगता था ना. तुमने ले लिया? हाँ बाबा मैंने ले लिया. बाबा मैंने भूल की कि मैं मांग लिया.
No, Baba didn't even report it. Baba simply called the boy and said, if you wanted something, you could have asked. All you have to do is ask. And not to take anything without asking in this way. You shouldn't steal in this way.
हमको भी ऐसी शिक्षा मिली हुई है, मैं भी चोरी मांग लेना चाहिए.
That if anything is required, needed, then ask.
And
to have such generosity of heart that nobody needs to have the thought of stealing. Also to feed others before you eat, to be so sensible in this way.
So those
who have an honest heart, they also have a very generous
heart. Those
who say,
they have a small heart.
Those who say, mine, they have a distressed heart. And they have the thought that
whatever is others
should belong to them, and whatever is their own, nobody else should touch it.
So when I was first, Honesty पर आज बाबा की बोली है पर हमको बचपन इतना प्यारी लगी है इतनी प्यारी लगी है बात पर childhood
don't even ask it was such a lovely childhood
बोलने में भी जो है ना हमको हिचक नहीं होती है
and you know there's no
translation कौन कर रहा है भाई अच्छी तरह से जल्दी तो नहीं बोल रही हूं
translation ठीक है speaking too fast am I yeah the translation's okay I mean हिचक नहीं होती है
पंजाब में गई थी
yeah so You know, when there's honesty, you are able to speak very easily without holding back, without getting stuck. So Dadi had gone to Punjab at one time,
and she had to speak there.
And because Dadi had read the Guruvani, this Sikh scripture, she was able to speak it with such flow that even they could not.
And
so Dadi had been invited to a Gurudwara to speak and she was told that she should cover her head before she comes and she said yes, she'll certainly do that. And so when she went and she spoke to them, she was just seeing the difference between what's in the scripture and what their practical practices. And first they ask God, God, give me this, give me that, give me the other end. They'll put 5 rupees in front of the images there.
And so
first they wanted so much from God. And what were they prepared to give? Hardly anything.
And then
they would go to their business place or to the shops and they would feel that if I'd been to the Gurudwara first and then I go to my business place, then the business will be good. So in Ahmedabad also, if they go to the temples first and then they go to their workplace, then they'll earn well that day.
And so
all day they're thinking about their health, their wealth, their children, everything else. So they've never had the thought about they themselves being very good in the first place. Not to have any desires. They never have that thought that I shouldn't have any desires.
And
Baba says, children,
सच्ची दिल पर साहब राजी
the Lord is pleased with an honest heart.
ये तो ध्यान ही नहीं रखा.
What can death do to such an honest soul? And people don't have this kind of attention.
तो बचपन में भी जब धर्मराज की कहानी सुनाते थे लगता था
धर्मराज आगे जय विजय खड़ा होगा. Then we always used to think
तुम कर्म देख अपना स्वर्ग में जा सकता है क्या तुम?
We would always look at our own actions and see, are my actions such that I can go to heaven? And so people cheat in front of God. And they would want to have an experience of heaven. And even there, on the gates of heaven, they would be in front of Dharamraj and in front of Jai Vijay as if the embodiment of victory. And say that, okay, just let's have a taste of heaven first and then we're prepared to go to hell.
So this is what they would think.
And so how could anyone allow them into heaven first?
Yet
they think that there's so much power in falsehood that they dare to say, well, let us taste the sweetness of heaven first, then you can send us to hell. So meditation means
बाबा से प्यार मिले शक्ति
to
मिले
मिले मांगो नहीं मिले power from मांगो Baba. नहीं not automatic. That you have to ask for it but you receive it automatically
हाँ मगर नहीं मांगने के लिए सोचना भी नहीं.
And so,
शरीर कैसा भी हो ना, जायज ठीक बैठे रहो.
Ask for anything. Is Joyce comfortably seated? Or would you like to come further forward
Joyce
from Worthing. You'll see our
quarter.
She's looking after Worthing.
Daddy Gulzar
suddenly said to Daddy Janki one day, where is that one? That one who used to be in GRC at first. Where is she? And I said to Daddy, who? And then Daddy Gulzar said, you know, the one who used to keep GRC so clean, whose health was not so good. And I said, Daddy, she's very well, she's good. And so this is Joyce, the amount of service Joyce does. And Jasmine, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, she does so much service. She has so much happiness, power.
But हमारे लिए वहाँ गई अच्छा खाना अच्छी चीज.
And she made very nice apple pie, actually, for Daddy, just recently when Daddy was in birthing, and very nice. And so she did that with so much love. And so Baba has such love for those with an honest heart. There can never be the thought Baba loves this much more than the other one. No, that's like stealing. Because some people, they can't bear to see Baba give love to someone else and think that Baba has more love for them. And they think Baba gives drishti to them and forgets about me. And so what is this? This is foolishness of the mind. So explain to your mind, hey mind, you're so foolish. What are you thinking? God gives himself, and I am the child of the bestower of fortune, the child of the bestower of blessings. I am the child of the greatest donor. And who thinks in this way? But if you simply think, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, then it's like, your heart is out of rhythm. And what will your destiny be? At the moment, moving along at a snail's pace in a sense and letting time go by and not really making that
mind nahi karna.
Effort that Baba wants to see. Day before, Daddy's been taking a stick to everyone and just been telling us everything direct. And if somebody's just moving along just for the sake of it, then of course Daddy would feel sorry seeing them. Yesterday, Baba said, let there be innocence of waste. As if you don't know what waste is. Of course, there'll be deities in the golden age, but people should see us as angels from now. If you think of deities, of course, they are number wise. As Baba had said yesterday, Krishna, then Lakshmi and Narayan, either others in the world out there keep Krishna in front and Lakshmi and Narayan afterwards, but for us, we keep Lakshmi and Narayan in front. And so for us, it's better to keep angels in front of us, because that way we go beyond the things of time and the things of relationships.
Sangam yuga hai na.
Because this is the confluence age.
Satyata se har baat se
with truth, we can pass every situation, go beyond it.
Itni shaan hai.
And that is our greatness.
Koi satyata ke नाव पर बैठा हुआ सत्यता के पट्टे पर चलने वाला
in the boat of truth or on the tracks of the truth, the rails of the truth,
ना देखता, उधर ना
not looking here or there.
बाबा ले जा रहा है
साथ. Just that thought, that feeling, Baba is taking me with him. Baba is taking me across.
कोई पैसेंजर और बैठे हैं तो पैसेंजर से कोई प्रीत नहीं.
If there are other passengers, They're there, but no love for the others.
जाने के लिए बैठे हैं, यात्रा पर हैं.
They are also there in order to reach their pilgrimage place.
यात्रु आपस में कोई प्रीत नहीं रख सकते.
And so pilgrims,
ये गंदी दुनिया में, गंदी दुनिया में कठे पड़ते भी प्रीत हो जाती है.
We live in an impure world, and whilst studying together, whilst moving along together, people have love for each other, but that is an impure world. But for all of us, we live together, yet there is such detachment and a loving intellect for one.
तो एक है प्रेम.
So one is love.
एक है प्यार.
That
दूसरा
is
प्रेम.
Described as love. Three types of love that he's going to describe now.
प्यार झूठा हो सकता है.
प्यार, love, that can be false.
प्रेम में गोपियां मस्तानी हो गई.
And प्रेम is the love in which the gopis were intoxicated in love for God. Preet, the third word for love, is the one that's described as a loving intellect where there is absolute faith. And
प्रेम स्वरूप है पर प्यार नहीं है.
And then we can be
the
embodiment of love, prem swarup, embodiment of love,
hai,
but
shant swarup
detached.
Hai, natural prem swarup hai.
We can
to
be the natural
hai,
embodiment of
hai.
Love, knowledge. And when we
Phir
are this, then there is
hai,
bliss.
Chitta hai, anand swarup hai.
And then we can say that
satya hai.
One has truth.
One
is the
इतना
living
साफ कर दिया
embodiment of those virtues.
जो एकाग्र चित्त है, निश्चित
and then
है.
We are blissful.
निश्चित
so
भावी पर
there
अडोल
is
है.
That concentration
वो आनंद
in which
स्वरूप
there
है.
Is that unshakable faith and
ऐसे
on
अंदर
the basis of this we are
खेलो.
In that state of bliss.
बालिश करो चमके.
Play with the jewels within yourself and polish them so they sparkle.
जीवन में लाओ.
Inculcate the jewels in your life.
चलते फिरते.
So that then others see this as you move along.
रोशनी का अनुभव है भाई अंधेरा मिट गया.
Those polished jewels.
बड़ा स्पष्ट और बात दिखाई पड़ती है.
In such a way they give light, so that
व्यर्थ सोचने से फ्री हो गए और कौन व्यर्थ सोचने से फ्री हो गए
एंड दे बिकम फ्री ऑफ
मेरे पास्ट का था ना घड़ी घड़ी पास्ट की कोई बात याद आते पता नहीं क्या होता था ना अब नहीं होता है
थिंग्स ऑफ द पास्ट एनीमोर
सबसे बड़ा दुख हर एक अपने कहीं अपने को देते
हैं
अभी भी कोई और नहीं देता अपन को दुख देते हैं
इट्स वी हु कॉज आवरसेल्व्स ग्रीफ एंड सोरो इट्स नॉट एनीबॉडी एल्स फ्रॉम आउटसाइड बिकॉज़ वी रिमेंबर द पास्ट थिंग्स वी डिलिबरेटली ब्रिंग देम टू द माइंड
प्रेजेंट की बात कोई कारण से ऐसी भूल जाते हैं प्रेजेंट कहां है वो भूल जाते हैं
दे इवन फॉरगेट वेयर दे आर इन द प्रेजेंट because they're so lost in the past.
क्यों पास्ट कलयुग के अंत की है ना?
Because the past is the past of the end of Kali Yuga.
अजन याद से विकर्मनाश नहीं किए है ना?
And it's because we haven't destroyed our sins through the power of yoga.
जो जरा सा कभी वो संस्कार स्वभाव से भी खत्म नहीं हुए है ना?
And it's because the sanskars and nature of the past have not finished.
तो पास्ट है बिल्कुल कीड़े मकोड़े वो जीवन बनाने वाले.
Like ants and insects.
भी मेरा सीधी सीधी भाषा में माइंड नहीं करना.
Things that make our lives unhappy.
कहाँ और जगह थी? मैंने कहा मनुष्यों की लाइफ क्या है?
The other day she was somewhere else and she was saying to people, "What are the lives of human beings like? Human beings can stand on their own two feet. With their hands, they can earn an income and they can feed themselves.
They can work with
these hands. They can perform good actions and they can eat with these hands. And with these feet, they can move around. They're on their own two legs. But look at animals. What do they like? They cannot feed themselves with their hands." With hands,
पांव में हाथ भी ऐसे पांव से भी
it's that they are on all fours and therefore they move along the way other people want them to move.
घोड़े का भी लगाम पकड़ कर उसको चलाएंगे
even with horses you hold on to the reins and make them move along.
वो भी खा तो नहीं सकता है.
The difference is with an elephant, still on four legs, but very honest, is able to feed himself with his trunk. हाथी के सामने पैसा भी रखा फालतू कागज भी रखे उसको परख ये नोट है उठा के सूंड से मालिक को देता है
प्रैक्टिकली दिल्ली में देखा
हम लोगों ने हाथी को खड़ा किया
हाथी पर बैठेंगे डर नहीं लगेगा हम बच्चे थे हाथी पर बैठकर घोड़े पर नहीं बैठ सकेंगे
So if you've sat on an elephant, it's very stable. But sitting on a horse is quite different, not so stable.
मनुष्य की तरह से सच्चा है.
So an elephant is so honest.
हाथी के भी कान में चिट्टी चल गई तो बेहोश हो जाएगा.
If an elephant went into the ears of an elephant,
इतने बड़े कान
would make the elephant unconscious.
चिट्टी चली गई
सॉरी. Huge ears and just a little ant can. Make the elephant unconscious.
Panchi hai, wo bhi apne aap nahi kha sakta hai.
Birds are not able to.
Milta hai khata munh se khata hai.
To use dana kara jaanka phenka na.
Akil hai, bale main dekhti hoon panchon ko.
Pata nahi kaise chunte hain.
Bhai anaj ka dana.
Find things that they pick away at and eat.
Par bachon ko khilate hain.
You see how they chew the food and then they feed their chicks
Baba shuru mein samjhata. कितना बच्चों से प्यार होता है मुख से बच्चे को खिलाते हैं
हाउ मच लव द बर्ड्स हैव फॉर देयर चिक्स दैट दे
और घर अपना नहीं है
हैवानों
को फिर भी रहने का स्थान मिलता है पंछी को नहीं मिलता है बेचारे को
बर्ड डजंट हैव अ परमानेंट होम
कोई टाल टाली पर बैठा
तो ये सिट ऑन वन ब्रांच और अदर एंड देन फ्लाई टू अनदर
और जीव जंत कहां से पैदा होते हैं गंदगी से
एंड सो वेयर डू where does disease start from? It starts from
dirt.
And so the
animals of today,
the things that are born these days are as a result of dirt. They've born through dirt. And so the sanskars of dirt still have not left. There's so much dirt and filth in the world.
इतना पुराना फिर भी पैदाश ऐसी है ना
so,
अब समझे भगवान ने
ग्रो दीज डेज दे ग्रो थ्रू डर्ट एंड
तो पुरानी जिसकी पैदाश है
पहले बोर्न थ्रू पापा
सो कलयुग की ऐसी पैदाश है
But the things that grow in the world now, they are things that are grown in an artificial way or through dirt.
ऐसा पुरुषार्थ सच्ची दिल से अनिष्टि से जो करता है,
then we can show
बाबा का चमकता हुआ स्टार बन जाता है.
How we have been born, and souls then sparkle.
जरा भी किसके बच्चे थे लोकिक का
even the thought
निशानी भी न रहे
or sign of whose Lokic children you are, then there isn't that total transformation.
लगाव तो न हो पर निशानी भी न हो.
So not to have any attachment nor any sign of
अभी भी नहीं लगता है अभी तो कोई कहता भी नहीं है.
Lokically came from.
जैसा इसका बाप था वैसी ये है जैसे इसकी माँ.
So previously,
उससे भेंट क्यों किया?
He says that there used to be comparison that this one is like their mother or like their father or like their Lokics. Okay, they may have been very good, yet they were Lokic. And they had some or other vices. They weren't viceless. So why should I be happy that I'm the daughter of such and such a parent, such and such a father? But okay, it's very good that my final birth, our final births have been very good. But... We should be comparing with Baba.
इनकी बहन का features इनके जैसा है.
Oh, to think that this one's features are like that one. Well, even that is a thing of shame. To say that our features are like the features of Lokic family.
अपना पुरुषार्थ करके हरे का चबन बाबा का मन करे.
Each one can make their effort and belong to Baba and be very good.
जरा सा भी कोई लोकिक से भेंट करे ना.
Yes, they saw their daddy's Lokic sister. And there's a resemblance. So that he says, if anybody does this sort of comparison, then think that that's an insult because they should be comparing you with Baba.
Follow father करने में बाबा के बात को.
And so to follow Baba
one
in each
one,
one of Baba's points, each one thing that Baba's taught us.
हाँ, भाई बाबा की मेहरबानी है.
And in this we have to be number one. And so we can say, yes, Baba it's thanks to Baba. Baba has taught us so well. We like the things Baba has taught. We like Srimad. You ask somebody, can you do this? Will you do it? And they say, well, I'll think about it. I'll see. So what will you think? Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to consult? So what does it mean?
It means
that there's a chance to have elevated thoughts and elevated reward, but this is not even remembered. They're listening, but there isn't awareness of this elevated effort, elevated reward, such easy effort. And Baba, yes, Baba, and Baba says, okay, child, and Baba gives the child strength. And we don't even realize how his power is working in our lives. Who would he give power to?
Koi Baba ke gyan ko lekar ke,
for one who takes Baba's knowledge and makes that knowledge belong Baba ka to them, gyan. And then usko gives that knowledge to others.
Baba naam bhi nahi lenge.
If somebody
naam bhi nahi lenge.
Mixes their own stuff in the knowledge,
Brahma Kumari ka naam honga na, Baba ka naam honga, to swikar nahi karenge.
Then they cannot be called Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, and Baba will not even think of them. But this Brahma knowledge is given by Baba, the bestower of knowledge.
Brahma,
and if we use that knowledge and we don't even use the name of the Brahma Kumari, before they used to say to me, not to keep saying God, God all the time. Don't keep saying Baba, Baba, just to keep the audience happy. Even in the UN, they said this to me. And I said, all of you, be quiet. Because that is very stubborn in this respect. And so, who is it that has brought us this far? And it's not through any other way that we've got here, but it's by keeping the things Baba has taught us in front of everyone. Which human being is there in the world who thinks in a pure and positive way and interacts and relates with everyone in a pure and positive way? A father and son don't do this. Husband and wife don't do this. And so Baba has given us this work to do with pure thoughts. And when we are peaceful, then our thoughts will be pure. When our thoughts are pure, when we are pure inside, then our thoughts will always be peaceful.
And
there'll be love for Baba. And there'll be happiness in the heart. That happiness will come into the heart. And all the things that caused sorrow, the things of mistake, will leave the soul. And so who is giving us that power that we don't make further mistakes? Who is it that gives us that ability to create pure thoughts, elevated thoughts? Who is generating that within us so that we don't have any thoughts of
उसके लिए बदला न लेवे पर वो बदल जाए
उसके लिए अच्छी भावना रखने की शक्ति किसने दी है? भावना, who has given us the strength to have this type of bhavna, these types of pure feelings, thinking that instead of thoughts of revenge, but that hope and desire that others should change.
संपूर्ण विकारी मुझे
बनना है. But I have to change, and how is it that I have to change? I have to become completely viceless. And when is it that I have to do that? I have to do it now. Somebody asked Dadi this question. So first is to be completely viceless first.
जब हम एम रखेंगे संपूर्ण निर्विकारी बनना है
when we have the aim that I want to be completely
कल
जैसे
बताया था
as Dadi was
चलो ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमार समझा काम मान शत्रु है ठीक है.
As we heard yesterday, okay, we can say Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris have become free from the vice of lust. And people here, BK, say that lust is the greatest enemy.
And so they accept this.
And that here we are not allowed to get angry. If we got angry, then it would spoil the name of the Brahma Kumaris.
And then who would you
show ego to? Because after all, what do we have? What is there to have ego about?
Here somebody may be very rich or
they may have something as little as a little bit of straw, but
both sit together and study the same things.
Someone may put 8 annas in Baba's box, some will put even more, but who will Baba give and more love to? So what ego would you show? What ego? Say someone has a very lovely face, but what ego can you show here? And so,
in the path of
bhakti, they say that Kali is loved by Rama. I'm very glad that I don't have good looks because I don't want to attract anybody in this way. And so, greed and attachment are not so obvious. And so, it's greed that leads to attachment here and there. Sorry. It's attachment that's visible here and there. They become attached to this one or that one. But greed is where we have interest in food and clothes. We desire these things. And lust is something that is still hidden. And to be beyond attachment and beyond greed.
So when one is royal
and real, then greed cannot attract them. Yesterday that he remembered a song. When she received this topic, gentleman was there to translate.
जो शुरू में हमारा गीत था जो अभी नहीं बजता है किसने ये सब खेल रचाया अपने आप अब सभी कुछ करके अपने आप छुपाया खान पान के मत वाले पौधे
रूपरंग
की छाया
ये मुझे लाइन याद आ गई
खान पान के मत वाले पौधे
खाना और कपड़ा मत वाले इंटरेस्टेड इन
बुद्धि में वही आएंगे
फूड एंड गुड क्लोथ्स And that's all that's in the intellect.
Ruparanga ki ye chaya.
And the shadow is that of face and the body.
Gyan hai, par chhatra chaya nahi hai. Kyun chaya hai.
How can people of this description
Attention, please.
Listen to knowledge? How can they
Khan paan ke keep knowledge? Wale.
Those who have jo just abhi interest khan paan ke food wala hai. And drink and clothes.
उसमें रूप रंग की छाया किसने किसे नाम रूप में फंसा रहेगा या फंसाता रहेगा
name and form in which they trap others or in which they become trapped and so such souls cannot come under God's canopy
तब तो अर्जुन के कान खुले का भगवान अभी समझा
that he remembered from a song and so this is why Arjuna was taught so well for so long and then finally at the end he understood.
आत्मा अपन को संपूर्ण निर्विकारी बनावे.
So whilst in this body we have to make ourselves completely viceless.
लोभ मोह की खुद को पता होता है और वो पता नहीं देता
है. Attachment are hidden within the soul. The soul is aware of this.
और विकारों से और पता चल जाता है.
Others are not aware of it, but the soul is aware of it.
अहंकार से पता चल जाता है.
But through lust and anger, लोभ मोह
से पता नहीं देता है.
You're able to see these things through the activity through the face, but greed and attachment are not so evident, but they're hidden. And so they are like bandits. They hide. So attachment is even more subtle than greed.
जो लोहे की जंजीर छोटी पर सोने की जंजीर कान का अच्छी लगती है
पकड़ के बैठे हैं फॉर द गोल्डन चेन्स वी होल्ड ऑन टू देम
वो कभी भी अंदर से एकाग्र चित्त होकर के बाबा के याद में रह करके उस खुशी में रह करके अंदर से सच्चाई का अनुभव करें ना
एंड एक्सपीरियंस ट्रूथ से करेंगे
सदा के लिए
have that experience
but unse,
it's not possible for them to constantly be the embodiment of the awareness of baba
to apan se honest banna baba se honest banna lobh ko chhipe ve ko andar se par ko churana
and free oneself from greed and
to mujhe ek baat baba ki bahut achhi hai yaad hai har samay yaad hai
one thing that I like of baba is that I remember all the time
बात कराती है पाप
either there is the father or there are the situations that are remembered
कराती है पाप
so if I'm remembering situations then there is the likelihood of sin but where there's the father's remembrance situations are not remembered if situations are not remembered there cannot be sin
जहां बाप है वहां कोई पाप नहीं हो सकता
look at the scales that which is there
संकल्प से वाणी से नहीं हो सकता
पाप sin
जहां कोई भी बात है छोटी सी बात
so
है
it may be a small कोई ना कोई पाप होगा that I'm remembering, but
और
आज कल प्रैक्टिकली
छोटे छोटे पाप अंदर से उदास बना
so
देते हैं
I should remember the father
निराश भी बन जाती
and
है
if I'm remembering situations and sin as a result
अभी मैंने रियलाइज किया है मैंने बहुत गलतियां की है
forgetfulness and mistakes
and so Baba says
in all of these cases where there are situations there is hopelessness. Hopelessness brings all things of confusion. So one is being deceived, the other is deceiving others through your
मेरी वृत्ति दृष्टि ऐसी होंगी औरों को भी उसमें फंसाएंगी
एंड देन यू ट्रैप अदर्स
मां बाप
एंड सो दैट्स इवन ग्रेटर सिन
अपने स्वार्थ से
थ्रू योर सेल्फिशनेस
अपने इच्छा से
थ्रू योर
किसको मैंने फंसाया वो बेचारा फंस गया
यू ट्रैप अदर्स एंड दैट अदर पुअर थिंग हैज गॉट ट्रैप्ड सो व्हाट डज दैट मीन
दुनिया वालों के पाप अलग है हमारे पाप अलग है
द सिंस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड आर डिफरेंट आवर सिंस आर डिफरेंट
ब्रह्मा मुखवंशाली
ब्रह्मा children of Brahma. It's not a small thing.
कितनी वैश्य से हो तो इतनी बड़ी बात नहीं है.
If the merchants and warriors have done something sinful, that's not a big thing. But for a Brahmin to do something wrongful, that is big mistake. And it's a very long
ladder
we have to climb. If you climb it, you'll taste the sweetness of
heaven.
But if you slip it,
you're
crushed. And so I hear stories of this one having a fall, that one had a fall, and they hurt themselves. And why? Because of some or other mistake. In Madhuban, Daddy Gulzar and myself were sitting in teacher's class. Daddy wants to share these things, so the time's up.
Baba
was speaking the murli of carelessness.
Both Baba ki lehr alabelepan ki.
So Baba has
sushti
alabelepan. This wave of telling us about carelessness, laziness, making excuses.
Bahana bhi alabelepan sikhata hai.
And so excuses
bhi alabelepan banati hai.
Make us careless.
To mere ko aise pehle Gulzar dadi se aise chit chat. Abhi aajkal chit chat karne ka chance mil jata hai.
Very good chance to have chit chat with Daddy Gulzar nowadays.
Alabelepan se bhi ghaflat jo hai na bada khatarnak hai.
That with carelessness comes mistakes, and then the mistakes
are great. But they're even greater than the carelessness.
Tell the class the things you told me this morning.
But अच्छी चिट चैट हो गई टीचर से.
And so there was very good chit chat.
क्योंकि हर बट जो जोन की आती है ना, तो उनको चबेल आते हैं. जो बाबा निमित्त बनता है जोन.
Instrument teachers of all the zones were there.
कोई धक्का
खाता है
ना गफलत से
खाता
है
So if somebody
कोई एक्सीडेंट किसका होता है गफलत से होता है
feels a push from somewhere it's through their own mistake if there's some accident it's also as a result of some mistake
बचपना है गफलत कोई देवाला मारता है ना गफलत से मारता है
childishness if there's some kind of bankruptcy that's through some mistake.
Pata nahi chala,
at that time, they're in darkness. They don't know
Kai
what happened, but they didn't see
hai.
Where they're going. They're in total darkness. And so Gaflet. Throughout their life, there have been such mistakes.
Gaflet mein paap karta rehta hai.
And through mistakes,
Pata nahi hai.
They do sinful action. They don't even realize it.
Jaise koi kara raha hai unse.
It's as if somebody is Ulta making them do
hai.
Wrong actions.
Oh, itna ishwari sheva, itna baba
so
ka
much
samay,
godly service,
sang chor,
so much chance of God's company, and instead of all of this, they secretly go into bad company, impure company,
yaan
not even bad company, impure
koi
company.
Drive bhi nahi kar sakta.
And so that used to be so strict that she wouldn't allow somebody to drive her anywhere if she
main
felt that
sakti.
Person had something in their heart which was not right. And so that he would not go in that person's car. Nobody can just joke with her in a senseless way, because even that is time lost. And
there
can be mistakes in that. And so I would not do anything that Baba would dislike, that Baba would not have liking for.
नियम के विरुद्ध जो काम किया ना उनसे कहीं अलबेला तो कहेंगे बच्चा है ना अभी छोटा है ना चला
say,
लेंगे
sometimes
बाना बनाया ना ठीक है
young, then Baba might say, okay, the child is young, but still the child is making some excuse, and so it's falsehood. And so there may be a headache,
तो भी बाबा की मदद बहुत होगी.
The person may have a headache,
they
may be breathless, but though that's because they're making effort, Baba will help that child. But if a person is simply making excuses that I have a headache, then Baba would not help such a soul. There's one sister who's sitting here, and she said to Dadi, she has constant headaches. And Dadi said to her, I will not let you go from here until your headache is gone. And why is there this headache? Is because there has been the wrong kind of thinking.
Yes,
and so
practically,
remove all this wrong kind of thinking. And so the punishment of Dharmraj is from now. It's not going to happen just later on, but it's from now. And so if you don't create your happiness from now, if you don't reap the fruit of happiness from now, then it's not going to come later. Let it be from now. And so I said to Daddy that wasteful thoughts, unnecessary, useless thoughts come again and again to the extent that they make a person sick. But good thoughts don't come so readily. So isn't this some kind of punishment? Think about it. So when you listen to the Murli today, see what Baba is saying.
If
for 1 minute you have bad thoughts, wasteful thoughts, then slap yourself. Put yourself right. Say to yourself, now be quiet. Give yourself a good shake.
भाई लौकिक बाप होता कुकर कोई बच्चा करता थप्पड़ मारता बाबा थप्पड़ तो नहीं मारता है.
Some lokic father saw his child doing something wrong,
अंदर माया,
the lokic father would slap the child.
अपना बना करके बाबा से दूर करती है, चपाट मार के एक मुंह उधर कर देती है.
Maya penetrates, makes you do something wrong,
पर बाबा के मुंह आ नहीं सकता,
slaps you. And so you cannot turn your face to God then.
इसलिए खबरदार होशियार,
this is why we have to be so alert, cautious.
तो जो मेरा क्वेश्चन था ना,
so that this question,
हम जितना रियलिटी से पुरुषार्थ रॉयल्टी से करते हैं,
the more effort we make with reality and
royalty,
with an honest heart,
भले शरीर कैसा भी हो, धन मेरे पास कुछ भी ना हो,
state of the body may be, maybe we don't have any health, any wealth, my hands may be completely empty, but Baba's help is there. As Baba said, he will even enable a lame person to walk,
जवान बना देता हूँ.
A poor person, wealthy, a young person, mature, and have the wisdom of an old person, and say to them, don't just show the force of your youth, but Baba can make an old person youthful. When we give everything to the Father,
Baba is creating
the religion of truth.
Main Baba ki saathi ho.
The kingdom of truth. And Khushi in this, shakti. I am Baba's companion. So there is happiness and karma power experienced. So as Dadi was saying last night, that when we perform good actions, there's power received, and because you receive everyone's blessings. But when you have yoga, that's what gives you power.
That power
comes through yoga. And then in service, Baba gives
double power.
Because when we do service with love, with sweetness, we relate with others, then we have happiness and Baba's power is there also. When I do service with that sweetness, with love, we receive love from others. But what is
the power of yoga
when we are able to give others good vibrations, have a good attitude for everyone? So that nothing is wasted.
And
that openness to enable everything to be used in a worthwhile way so that you give happiness to others. So in this way, Baba fills our treasure stores to overflowing. So you see, that he's been talking quite strictly with us today and the last few days. Yesterday, Dadi met one sister, and she said to Dadi some time ago, you said, if you make really good effort, Dadi will give you a silver cup. And so, yes, that sister made effort, and she said, Dadi, I've made this effort. And so Dadi gave her a silver cup. She's saying, you see, Baba Sister Jenny, I had to give her a silver golden cup diamond because that sister showed that she made good effort. So here, what will everyone claim? A golden cup, a diamond cup?
Baba
has said,
golden cup tayar karke rakha.
Baba is preparing a golden cup. So Dadi would like Jenny Ben to share a few words. So then Dadi explained about the question that had been put to her yesterday and what she had spoken on yesterday.
I think there's a call from India.
Aapko English mein acha bolne mein aayega.
Okay.
Nahi mujhe Hindi nahi chahiye, main English samajh jayenge.
It's not a call from India, I think. Dadi just wants the translation. But no, Dadi is saying she'll understand Jayanti Ben.
Aarti ko bhi aana hai na yahan? Kisko aana hai? Atbala.
Sister Aarti is
the last
coming.
Few days have been an opportunity to be in the north of England and see a very big, beautiful family. Hadn't been for about 6 years, they reminded me. But the family has grown, service has grown. And it was amazing programs they had in three different places, in Leeds, in North Wales, a place called Mold near there, and also in Manchester. And the topic was an interesting one that is for Brahmins, not just for people out there. And the topic is that the topic that they had in Manchester and in Leeds was the jigsaw puzzle of life, the missing piece. And not just P-I-E-C-E, P-E-A-C-E. And so it was a play on the words. But the gatherings are very beautiful. But the missing piece for Brahmins is, what is it? The more we know the self, the more we're able to know Baba. And so although, yes, we come to Baba and there's the course, and first day we know the self instant, but yet to truly know the self so that then I can be the way that Baba wants me to be. This was again a very powerful reminder. And in fact, the stimulus for the program was again interesting. It was a gathering of women who come together from many different faiths to talk about and think about coming closer to each other, to move towards peace. And so again, a very powerful gathering, but a powerful platform for Baba there. Om Shanti.
Acha,
he spoke a lot on honesty, that one sweet thing that he wanted to tell. When she was in Madhuban, 1,200 teachers were there, very good gathering, and Baba's message was shared there. That Dadi Gosai
had brought. And you know
that they've started building a building in this place called Mukri Mata.
Mukri Mata. They used to be a temple there.
But that complex is now going to be called Manmohini Complex. So a new building being built there. And so previously, they have been calling it Manmohini Park. So just as Baba was being built, renovated, and here, when these two buildings were built, we had Amrit Vela meditation here, and meditation through the day. And so Daddy said, have such a little hut there. And Daddy would come there whenever possible, especially on Thursdays, to have meditation there, whether others come or not, she would definitely come. And so to have Baba's picture in a little hut, and she would meditate there. And so this time when 20,000 people had come, Shantivan had become such that everywhere you look, there were tents. Even in Daddy's meeting hall, that place was given for accommodation. So outside there were tents, and so people's laundry, drying here and there, and I said to Ramesh Bhai, that look, now we must make this complex very quickly. So there's a complex, Manmohini complex being built for 5,000 people to stay, new accommodation. So at first it wasn't such a big plan, and then after this meeting it was decided it should be for 5,000, and so there should be a dining room, transport area, not that they should come to Shanti Vanavas, and then go off to that complex, but that new complex should have all these things. So Nirai Bhai said to me, tell them at the teacher's meeting. That he spoke to the teachers there. And so Baba,
Baba does everything to make children comfortable. Om Shanti Bhavan,
after Baba became avyakt, then Om Shanti Bhavan was built. Even meditation hall was built.
Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan kitna bara, ORC bhi kitna bara ban gaya.
To ye sab Baba ki phuri phuri talash hai. Jitna bhi jisko bhavna hove na, all of these places, and that's with the penny from here and there that has made the lake full. And so this will happen. So at least clap that it will happen, because it's our thought and feeling from the heart that everyone should be comfortable. Bharatvasis, world family, we are one. And so that these two brothers, Nirupai and Richmond Pai, Ramesh Pai, were all sitting there.
So,
and so They were mangoes, seasons, the tankers, 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 the tank
के लिए चाहिए पानी, सफाई के लिए चाहिए पानी, कितने लिए चाहिए, इसलिए भी काम रुक गया था बाबा के सीजन में.
During Baba's season, the work of construction of that complex had stopped because the attention was on looking after the 20,000, and so total attention was on that. And so I said,
okay,
in the next 6 months, all of this Baba's work of construction should finish. Dadi Gulzar was there, Nirvai Bhai was sitting there with me. And so why? Dadi Gulzar is there, she
She
doesn't speak very much, but she has full accounts of what's coming in, what's being collected. Whatever anybody gives, it goes to Ishuben.
Dadi ne hamare yagya ko itna yahan se yahan pahunchaya hai. तो कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है. इसके लिए किसको कुछ पूछना करना हो तो चारू बैठी है, मैं भी बैठी हूँ, थोड़ा सा मैं मास हो जाए हूँ,
पर चारू भी बैठी है, चारू को पता है जिस तरह से
जो सेवा कर रही हो कर रही है. ओम शांति.
चारुबेन नोज ऑल अबाउट दिस, कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है. याद किया दादी को, याद किया
दादी ने कैसे ज्ञान स्वरूप बना लिया, बनवा लिया, कैसे शांतिमन बनवा लिया. तो मैंने दादी को कहलवाया, दादी बड़ी बात नहीं है, हो जाएगा, हो जाएगा. तभी आपको बोला ना कल दादी के तरफ संदेश मिला, सबसे पूछा, सब ठीक है, ठीक रहे पड़े है.
मुझे दिखाई पड़ा कैसे रहे पड़े है,
अच्छे रहे पड़े है, ताली बजाओ. बाकी इतना
Daddy was reassuring Daddy Chi that everyone's comfortable, though they're intense right now, but everything will be fine, you will see in the future. Very good accommodation. So, that was important news Daddy wanted to share.
This week we had Daddy visit Covent Garden, and it was one of those scenes where you never know how it's going to work, and it just filled into the seams. And I think the thing that Daddy underlined for everybody, there'd been a few things, but one of them had been, it's because there's a great deal of love that somehow everybody becomes still internally and is able to accommodate everybody else. And I think that left a very deep impression on me, because often when you're in the hurly-burly of things, you find a few sharp edges that Daddy'd been talking about earlier come up and appear. Just simply because it's such a fast pace and movement, and things are moving very, very quickly. And it really taught me very deeply just to check to what extent is there that sense of love, deep love, that creates a stillness within the self, but also allows accommodation to occur naturally. And one of the exercises she'd been giving everybody on Thursday evening had been the exercise of investigating deeply what's within you, what have you stored away, what's hidden away within you, and then to check to what extent during your investigation is there that peace, is there that love, is there that happiness, and the five qualities that Daddy would normally speak of. And to the extent that you're investigating and you're discovering those, to that extent, the soul begins to fill up with those things. And then the ego, the attachment, the greed that Daddy spoke about this morning, she'd been taking up on Thursday. But you become free of that. You lighten up instantly. And so I guess those are two things that have struck me this week, having spent some time with Daddy. Om Shanti.
चले।